Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
So yesterday we talked to Robert, whose soon-to-be mother-in-law was screwing up his surprise proposal.
Totally screwed up his surprise proposal.
So he asked his girlfriend's dad for permission and, you know, for his blessing. So dad goes home, tells mom, and then mom was texting the bride and or the bride-to-be, and Robert found out about it because the texts were coming up on the iPad. So he knows mother-in-law really ruined the surprise that was planned for this weekend. And we got some advice for him yesterday, and we tried to come up with maybe some alternate plans. But, Robert, what did you decide you're going to do for this weekend?
I think I'm just going to scrap the whole thing.
Really?
You're going to scrap the whole relationship? You're just going to dump her?
No.
I just forget about it for a while, you know, just...
Aww.
You can't not do it and do it, you know, so it can be a surprise. I mean, that was the whole point.
Right.
But, Robert, now listen, here's the deal. She thinks it's coming.
This weekend.
Right. So if you scrap it without saying anything to her, she is going to be crushed, like demolished. Like, that she's probably already told her best friends, Jen, am I right?
She's told somebody that she thinks it's coming. Yeah.
Thinks she knows it's coming.
I know.
So if you're going to scrap it, you have to at least tell her you're going to scrap it, right?
But he wants it to
be a surprise. That's going to ruin the surprise for later.
Right. His whole thing is the surprise. It is going to show up, though. It's not like you guys can just go out to dinner and have a great time. She's going to be so anxious the whole entire time you're together.
What if, and I'm being totally serious here, what if he fakes a terrible illness?
Like food poisoning or something?
Yes. Like, what if, like, he calls her
That's
today?
That's a good idea, actually.
If he calls her today and says, I got to leave work early. I've got the worst headache I've ever had in all my days, or I've got stomach ache like you wouldn't believe.
Montezuma's revenge, yes. Like out of control.
She's like, you've never been to Mexico. He's like, it doesn't matter. It found me here.
I kind of like it, but then she's going to know I'm going to do it later. I wish there was a way I could just scrap it, and then she'd think it's not going to happen.
You need one of those memory things from the first Men in Black movie. Right.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
those
little light sensors. Yeah, I think the illness might actually work, because then she'll go, oh, well, that screwed up of the plans for the weekend, and then she won't know when it's going to happen.
That might be the only thing.
And then maybe just book it for a different time.
And then
kind of a solution.
You could even do it at the same time, just pretend throw up on her lap, but have the ring in your mouth and just spit that on her lap. Like, oh, I'm going to get sick. Whoa. I'm just thinking out loud.
So after dinner, so we can at least enjoy the dinner and everything.
Poor Robert. I know, because Jeff, haven't you said once you buy the ring as a guy, it's like burning a hole in your pocket. You just want to get rid of it as soon as possible.
I intentionally did not bring mine home from the jewelry store. The ring was made. The diamond was in it. It was done. And I left it at the jewelry store because I knew if I had it, I wouldn't be able to...
You wouldn't be able to execute your plan. Yeah, so I know. So I know that ring is burning a hole in your pocket, Robert, but...
Well, I just want to see the look on her face of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
that's the whole thing. That's what, you know... So, yeah, I would give it to her. I just wanted to give it to her.
I get it. Well, will you let us know on Monday whatever you decided to do? Because now we're all invested. We got so many people, you know, everybody giving you advice, and everybody's kind of following along. So let us know on Monday what you decide.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys, really.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
Right, thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bye. I'm so sorry.
I want to talk to him on Monday, too, to find out what her reaction is.
Regardless of what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.